Hi, this is a continuing dictation for Nathaniel Flemister, N-A-T like Tom, H like Harry, A-N-I-E-L, F-L-E-M-I-S-T-E-R, date of birth 3/13/72, date of accident 12/27/2023, continuation of the dictation for the date of service 7/9/2024, dictation number 0814-011. I believe I had finished up to the general physical examination. However, I was supposed to do the shoulder exam, hip exam, and then left knee examination to be dictated, as well as the plan of care and treatment plan. I've already finished the general history of presenting illness and general examination, including the musculoskeletal exam. If it is not done, kindly let me know. Send me an email, vs7578@yahoo.com, regarding this particular dictation. Here we go. Nathaniel Flemister, date of service 7/9/2024, new patient visit. The examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. The right shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normal with no dislocation. A scar for previous surgery is present. And range of motion of the right shoulder is up to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests that were conducted. Check the the rotator cuff damage was positive. Hawken Kennedy test is positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Near test positive. Speed test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Regarding the left shoulder, again, the pain level is 9 and the range of motion of the shoulder on the left side is 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. There is a motor weakness of 4/5. Tenderness in the posterior part of the shoulder, including the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Empty beer can test positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Examination of the right hip joint shows general tenderness in the hip and the pelvic bone as the patient points. No contusion, hematoma is noticed. No fracture, dislocation, and range of motion of the hip joint is normal to 140 degrees of flexion and extension. External rotation, internal rotation is normal to 40 degrees. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Leg length discrepancy is not present. The Patrick sign is negative. Trendelberg test negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. The knee joint, left knee joint on inspection shows no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding noise is heard on moving. Range of motion of the left knee is pretty normal. Collateral ligaments, especially the medial and lateral, are slightly tender. Motor power was normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. And anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent. Negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension test was positive. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2XXT, S09.90XA, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, G44.329, F43.20, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, M75.110, S43.432D. Pain in the right hip, M25.551. Pain in the left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, bilaterally, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for the Nathaniel Flemister. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with the order for physical therapy, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, the left knee, right hip, with three times per week physical therapy, as well as off-work disability, housework replacement, attended care for 5 hours, 7 days is provided, transportation is provided. The patient has filed an affidavit where he is unable to carry out his ADLs. Medications are provided. Non-narcotic Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine number 4 for pain relief, for healing and sleep. 60 tablets for Elevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Lyrical 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and for headache. Lidocaine ointment for pain relief. In the DME, back brace and tense unit have been provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none were available at the time of dictation. Interventional pain procedures are going to be considered in the follow-up visits when MRIs will be available. The patient, the surgical options are none for now. Neuropsych, none. Attended care has been ordered. Caseworker has been discussed with the patient. Past medical records have been ordered released from Henry Ford Hospital. Investigation, a X-ray of the right hip is ordered to make sure there is no fracture. An MRI of the cervical spine and the lumbar spine, and MRI of the right shoulder without contrast is ordered. They'll be reviewed after the patient comes back. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Personal support is yes. Thank you. End of the question.